From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Today, North Korea launched several missiles into the Sea of Japan. Reports are still sketchy and contradictory. Some reports, most of which are coming from Japan, say there were three North Korean launches. Others say up to six. But in either case, this is one of the largest sets of missile tests that North Korea has ever carried out at one time. All the missiles appear to have crashed into the Sea of Japan without doing any harm. They also appear to have been medium-ranged missiles, the type of missile North Korea has test-fired before. But there is a possibility that one of the missiles may have been a long-range missile that's been sitting on a launch pad in North Korea for the past few weeks. It seems like every moment this story changes, and NPR's Mike Schuster joins us now to help sort some of this out. Mike, what more do we know?
Well, now the White House and other sources are saying they're pretty certain that one of these missiles launched today was this long-range missile, the Taipodong 2, that had been sitting on a launching pad for several weeks, and it caused a lot of angst among nations in the region and in the United States, but that it only was in the sky for about 30 or 40 seconds and then fizzled. So that there appears to be the view that this might have been a failure in the test launch of North Korea's long-range missile. Then, in addition, the White House is saying that they know for sure now, they say, that there were at least four other missiles fired and possibly one more. These were shorter-range missiles. They began firing them around 2:30 Eastern time, that is Washington time today, and for the next, each one followed about a half an hour after the other one until late in the afternoon. So that would mean that the launches of these missiles began around the same time that the U.S. launched the space shuttle today.
And do we have any idea why the North Koreans decided to carry out these launches today, on Independence Day in the United States?
It seems too much to be a coincidence that it was Independence Day in the United States, that the U.S. was launching its own missile in the form of the space shuttle today. One of the things that we might think of is that the North Koreans have been threatening to test this long-range missile, the Taipodong 2, for a number of weeks. They've come under very serious pressure from the U.S., Japan, China, and other nations not to do it. And they might have launched these other smaller missiles as a way of disguising, perhaps, what was a long-range missile test that ultimately failed.
We should also note that North Korea has been issuing some very strong statements recently, saying that it would respond with an annihilating strike and nuclear war to any kind of preemptive attack on its missile program by the U.S. This, of course, was not that case, but I'm wondering if this would be immediately seen as an act of provocation by the United States.
Well, already top U.S. officials, including President Bush's National Security Advisor, has called it a provocation. So did senior Japanese government officials, and as a result, there are a number of governmental actions at work now, including a move to convene an emergency meeting of the Security Council at the United Nations, perhaps as early as tomorrow.
Can you help us with the geography here? This landed in the Sea of Japan, between Japan and the Korean Peninsula. Where exactly would these missiles have landed?
Well, the Japanese islands form sort of a barrier reef around the Sea of Japan and to the east of the Korean Peninsula, so that if the North Koreans wanted to launch a missile, the only way that they could have avoided the direction of Japan would have been to launch it straight north or straight south. They didn't do that, and in fact, reportedly, one of these missiles came within 300 miles of one of the Japanese islands.
That was NPR's Mike Schuster. Thanks so much, Mike.
You're welcome, Michelle.